Time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
Well, we had huge news yesterday around the Grafton new track to be built. We spoke at lunchtime, Dave Carlson from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, with the minister responsible for racing, Kevin Anderson, and it would have got plenty of accolades, that announcement yesterday, from the people around Grafton.
Yes, indeed. I'll have a chat about that in a second, Andrew. Yeah, everybody is absolutely over the moon. Just from the top, nominations for Bulleye next Monday and Lismore next Tuesday, Andrew, they're open still, and you've got 15 minutes until 11 a.m. to get them in.
Well, Dave, I know you've got a very special guest online, a rugby league man who has a very special interest in the TAB Million Dollar Chase. Take it away with your special guest, Barry Ward.
Yes, indeed, Andrew. He's the co-owner of the hottest brood bitch in New South Wales, Solar Pack. And Solar Pack is the mother of Feral Frankie, Good Odds Harada, and a whole host of siblings who are absolutely flying on the track. He's none other than the former NRL Bulldogs enforcer, Barry Ward, or Bustling Baz, as he's affectionately known by Dogs fans. Barry, good morning. Just how good is this Collision Solar Pack litter going?
Morning, Dave. Hope you're well, mate. I've got to firstly say happy birthday for during the week, buddy. So happy. Hope you had a great time. Yeah, mate.
Thanks, Baz.
It's a fantastic ride. It's unbelievable, you know. It's... to get one really, really fast dog out of a litter is really, you know, good, but to get three or four out of them is absolutely amazing. So to all the owners and trainers and that who are enjoying everything, and also everyone who's following the grounds out there, it's really good.
Well, Feral Frankie needs no introduction, Baz. He's the hot favourite for Sunday's Gunnedah final of the TAB Million Dollar Chase. His brother, Good Odds Harada, is the hot favourite for Saturday evening's Bathurst regional final of the Million Dollar Chase. And his sister, Solar Sky, is also in that decider. Now, tonight, in the Dapto Million Dollar Chase heats, his brother, Good Odds Buddy, and his sister, Good Odds Megan, are going to be lining up. So when you put Collision to Solar Pack, did you ever dream that the progeny could be this good?
Nah, you never think it's this good, mate, you know. But as you said, my partner, Mark, he does all the breeding side, does a wonderful job, you know. So, but... you know, we thought the Collision Nick would be really good, so, but it's turned out, you know, way better than what we thought. You always dream, but yeah, mate, it's just been fantastic. And as you mentioned, all them greyhounds, it's hard to keep up in it at the moment, so they're all just going around and doing their business and keeping everyone proud.
Well, you and Mark decided to sell most of the pups from the litter. Do you regret it now, Baz?
Mate, of course, obviously you regret it, but... mate, you know, it's just, as I said, you know, I always like to, you know, have a fast greyhound, but it's good for the owners, mate. You know, it's hard to get everything in life, you know, but, you know, I'm just happy that, you know, we've still got the brood bitch. So, and hopefully we can go again with her down the track, not too distant future, but, mate, I'm happy for everyone, you know, all involved.
Solar Pack, she's 7.5 now, and she won 8 of 29 races. And while she was no superstar, the daughter of Magambo and Tiffy, she won several races over 600 metres, Barry. So she does give her offspring that strength as well.
Yeah, well, funny you say that, mate. I got told last night from the owner of Solar Sky that she's got exactly the same stats now as what Solar Pack had. So maybe that's an omen. But, yeah, but going through that Magambo side and the strength, yeah, she was strong to the line, and obviously she's shown that there's a lot of strength, and the run-home times are really decent with the dogs, you know. So that's what people look for, strength over the 500. So luckily enough, we've been able to throw that with this litter.
How did you come to get involved in greyhound racing?
Again, my best mate, Mark, we do everything together. I used to work with a bloke who had a bitch called Adris Echo, I think won the Dapto Puppy Classic. And I worked with him, and he went to Bombastic Shiraz, and I bought a pup off him, and didn't know what to do with it, actually, but I bought it. And then Mark was involved with the greyhound, so he said, oh, well, I'll get a red for it. We'll get him red, and we'll get it, you know, broken in, get a trainer. And it's that's about seven, nearly 8 years ago, and it's... we've just had a great relationship with greyhounds ever since.
Well, rugby league and racing go hand in hand. Stacks and stacks of participants, they love a beer and a bet. In fact, your old Bulldogs teammate, David Thompson, who's a mate of mine, he reckons he's won a fortune on Feral Frankie, which, Baz, I find quite surprising. I mean, Tomo would stop a train.
Yeah, and he's never rang me and said, mate, I owe you some cash for looking after us with these all the winnings. So, but that's typical Tomo, isn't it, mate? So, but as long as he's winning, mate, and he hasn't even rang us and bought us lunch or nothing.
That'd be right. I mean, look, Tomo reckons he used to actually stop trains that were going past Belmore Oval so the drivers could see him in action.
Mate, him and I used to make other players look good, mate. Don't worry about that. We used to make opposition look good.
Well, Barry, look, getting back to Solar Pack, the progeny from her latest litter by Barsha Bale, they're beginning to race. One of those pups I saw trial at Bathurst last Monday week, trained by Feral Frankie's trainer, Jack Smith. It's called Mr. Edward, and trialled really nicely.
Yeah, again, it just shows the consistency of our brood bitch, you know. Coming on and hitting the ground the third litter, there wasn't many pups in that, but it just shows it looks like they're going to have a little bit more fun there. Lindsay Nicol, the owner, obviously, he's had little diggers, Zagatti, Feral Frankie, Freaky Frankie, and now he's got another one. So I might get him picking my pups, you know. But he's always laughed and said, you certainly won't be picking mine, but I'll pick my own. So I'm no good at picking my pups.
Well, look, congratulations to you and Mark once again, Barry, on the fantastic success of the dogs that the Solar Pack has whelped. I look forward to another litter in the future. And I know you're going to be watching every minute of the Tab Million Dollar Chase. And thanks so much for being our guest on Going Greyhounds. And all the best to you with your work with the Canterbury-Bankstown Bulldogs and also your junior team, the Milperra Colts.
Thanks, Dave. I really appreciate it, mate. But what I will say, too, is just out there, if anyone's looking, mate, we're looking, maybe considering to go to Kinloch Bray in the future down and there in the new year. So if anyone's out there that's got a straw, we're open to all options, mate. So if anyone wants to get in contact, that'd be wonderful.
All right. Give Barry Ward a call at the Canterbury-Bankstown Bulldogs at the Bulldogs Club if you've got that Kinloch Bray straw. Good on you, Baz. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks, mate. Have a great day. Thanks very much.
Andrew, Barry Ward was our guest.
Yeah, great little story. And this is what the Million Dollar Chase is throwing up. We've got more races tonight at Dapto, and we go to Casino and all around the place, Bulleye, and that. It's offering up these special stories.
Oh, absolutely, Andrew. It's fabulous. It's taking everyone's imagination by storm. It's really gripping, and it's only just begun. Tonight at Dapto, it's going to be a fantastic card. There's three heats of the Tab Million Dollar Chase, races 6, 7, and 8. In heat one, Neil Staines, exciting youngster, and the winner of the Big Goulburn Maiden Final, Lightning Vision, is the $3.50 Tab Fixed Odds favourite from Box 5. Electric Silk for Jody and Andy Lord, $3.80 from Box 1, with Good Odds Megan, the one out of Solar Pack, for Frank Hurst on the $3.90 line. So pretty tight, Box 4, Good Odds Megan, pretty tight in the first heat. Heat 2, it's $4 the field, I should say. From Tab Fixed, Lavish Pedro for Jeff Alabans, the favourite from Box 1, ahead of Show Business for the Lords at $4.20 from Box 2, and Furious Not Fast for Mark Ballantyne, also at $4.20 from Box 4. Then in the third and final heat, Corborn Marty for Jody and Andy Lord is the $2.40 Tab Fixed Odds favourite from Box 3, with Caviar Quality, which has the rails draw for Sam Sultana at $3.20, and Good Odds Buddy for Frank Hurst from Box 6, at $3.60. And Andrew, the other big race is the $10,000 to the winner, Dapto Maiden Final, which was washed out last week. Bobby the Brute in Box 3 for Tim Keynes remains the favourite, $2.25 Tab Fixed Odds, after winning his heat in a scorching 29.64. Zipping Brownie, one of two runners for Michelle Sultana, is the $2.80 second favourite from Box 2. And for all the latest on the Tab Million Dollar Chase, go to thedogs.com.au or milliondollarchase.com.au. Click on the link and you'll find the Million Dollar Chase Hub, Andrew.
Yeah, and Tim Newbold calling all the action as normal at Dapto tonight, and he'll be on air just after 7 o'clock with all the best bets and the thoughts for those three races, races 6, 7 and 8, the Tab Million Dollar Heats tonight. Righto, we mentioned Grafton. What have you heard from up there?
Oh, Andrew, I tell you what, yesterday's announcement of that $4.6 million major redevelopment of the Grafton Track has everybody on each side of the Clarence River absolutely beaming. It's one of the most significant track infrastructure funding announcements in New South Wales history. And, of course, you spoke to the Minister, Kevin Anderson, yesterday. Look, it's so popular, not only did the Greyhound folk of the Northern Rivers and the Chase magazine's Albert Gleeson attend the announcement of the upgrade, but Michael Beatty and Graham Greene, Beats and Greeny from the Clarence River Jockey Club and Racing New South Wales were also there. So it's fabulous news, Andrew, for regional participants.
Yeah, for sure. All right, best bets today and tonight?
Well, Andrew, our tips went well yesterday. They were pretty short, but they got up. But there's three New South Wales meetings today. Goulburn kicks off at 12:37 at lunchtime. The best bet there, race 9, number 2, Crows. 9-2, the value bet, race 4, number 6, Riam Melf. 4-6. Maitland's in the twilight from 3:28. The best bet comes up in race 2, number 2, Shetland. 2-2, the value bet, race 8, number 7, Buller Fab Girl. 8-7. Well, as we mentioned, the Dapto card is on tonight. It starts at 7:16. The best bet is in the third heat of the Tab Million Dollar Chase. Race 8, number 3, Corborn Marty. The value bet, race 6, the first heat of the chase, number 2, Miller Jean. 6-2. And that's it for another Going Greyhounds, Hoss.
Good on you, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow. I think Cozzy will be having another day. His eyes just sort of starting to really warm up, but now he's got a shocking cough. So I think he's just looking for another couple of days off. So it'll be probably you and I again tomorrow, mate.
Hoss, it's a date.
All right, we'll talk to you then. Dave Carlson from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. Check it all out at the Dogs, and we'll have all those meetings covered, of course, here on Sky Sports Radio.